Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's October 28, 2019. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. And this is a very special recording. I expect that in the next few days I will be opening Awakening Plus to new members. The first time this has ever happened since it became Awakening Plus. And so I expect that this is the first call that many of the new members will experience. And it's one of the reasons I've chosen one of our very foundational processes, which is the, the Ecstatic Divine Group Consciousness. It's quite an acronym, and I have to remember. Ecstatic Divine Group Consciousness. So what we do in this process is we go through the formal four-step embodied awakening invocation cycle. That's a lot of words, so let me kind of break down what that is. Way back in 2011, I was in an ayahuasca ceremony, was downloaded with these amazing, simple invocations. And to my astonishment, I discovered you could say eight words to your higher self and basically relax and actually move into embodied awakening. So I'll be telling you what those eight words are at the end, but what we're going to do tonight is the four-step formal process that really socks it in really, really solid. It's not necessary for most people to do the four steps, but it's kind of a beautiful luxury and a wonderful experience. So, and the thing you get with the four-step process that you don't get just with the eight-step shortcut is you get the interim step of actually merging as your higher self out of body. Basically, the four invocations work like this. And let me just overview the basic principle we're working with here, which is you're basically going to invoke particular things from your higher self, and your higher self is going to do them for you. And then you're going to just stay very passive, normally just resting in breath awareness, and simply receive as a gift everything you call in. It's very simple, and for most people, from based on the feedback I get, it's very effective. So even here, almost 9 years after I was given these invocations and that magical download, they're still the best tools I know for a person to call in their own embodied awakening and call in their own healing. Now, the healing we normally don't do in this process, but I'll certainly reference it and tell you how you can do it if you want to. We do plenty of other processes here on Awakening Plus that make use of that healing invocation. But tonight, it's mainly about doing these four steps and then the juicy extra bit at the end where we blend as a single consciousness in the divine realms. So again, continuing with that overview, I may run on tangents once in a while, but I'll try to come back always. So the first invocation we're going to do will be something along the lines of calling in the maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. And you just relax and receive that. And then when that's nice and juicy, and the way I'll know when to move is because I also have this wonderful ability that was given to me to be able to tell where the group is at, and not just the live group, and there's plenty of people on the live call. Again, I'm grateful that so many of y'all are showing up live. But I'll also be able to sense all the people who listen to the recordings after the fact, whether they're watching the video or listening to the MP3, doesn't matter. I'm sort of sensing beyond time and space how everyone's doing, who's even doing the recordings. And I don't know how this works, but I've been able to do it for a while, so I just I do it. So I'll feel when the collective is ready for the next step. And then the next step will be asking to be one with your higher self. And we may use a different terminology, but it's, you know, be one with the absolute peacefulness that you are. But either way, you'll just relax and eventually, hopefully, you'll merge right into that. Most people do have the experience based on the feedback I get. Even if you've never meditated before, there you are, just right there, merged with your higher self as a beautiful field of energy. And we'll hang out there for a short time. It's kind of a stasis field, not a lot happens, but it's nice to have the experience, even briefly. Then we'll do, you know, the next invocation, which is so awesome, where you actually call your higher self into your physical body, and you relax, and you go into embodied awakening, where the higher self merges with your personality so completely you don't even feel a difference. It's just a merged field. I like to say your higher self is driving and the personality is fully merged with it. Totally happy, totally awesome. Then there's one final invocation after that to sort of lock it in a little better so it lasts more enduringly in the days and weeks beyond that. So that's the four-step process. Then once we get our nice individual awakening on, we'll, if you want to, and all this is voluntary, of course, we can then have the opportunity to merge with the group field. And again, this is a merging not just of the people on the live call, but the people on the recordings too. Again, this is sort of a magical thing, but on these recordings that we make, people keep telling me I have just as potent an experience listening to the recording afterward as I do on the live call. So it's great either way. So that's basically what we got in store for you tonight. And again, if you are new, you've just joined Awakening Plus after we reopened, which again will happen a short distance into the future as we record this, welcome. And I'm so glad you're deciding to try us out. Excuse me. Okay. So sometimes we'll be joined by Makisala, my twin flame and partner. She is not here tonight, but you can watch for her on future calls. So I'm noticing there's been a bit of typing in the chat window. Let me just see if anything. Yeah, all just confirmations that the sound is good. Awesome. Good to know that. I have a Virgo moon. I'm constantly refining the setup. I always want it to be as good as it can get. So I'm glad to have made some sound upgrades on the video recently. All right. So time to settle in. So in order to set the field, now what I'm about to do is not mandatory. You can do this process without calling in divine allies. But I find that when I do a call like this, it just seems to go better when we have a beautiful divine field formally set. Recently, I have been winnowing the field. So I'm learning that I've been calling in actually more divine allies than I need. So you'll notice tonight, if you've been doing this with me a while, that I'm calling in quite a bit fewer. But you'll also notice, I hope, that the field is just as sweet. So learning that I don't have to call everyone and their dog into the field in order to get a beautiful field going. So, I do ask if you're going to do this with us, just if you can be sure you're going to be pretty good for the next hour or so without needing to do anything else. I do request that whether you're live or on the recording, you follow the same courtesy, which is to give us your full attention. Please do not do this if you're driving or you're texting or you are doing anything else at the same time. You'll get the best experience if you treat this as if you were right here in the room with me and just giving it your full attention. And that's because you actually affect everyone else, even if you're on the recordings. Your energy goes into the collective field of the event, and everyone who ever does it downstream affects the field by the consciousness they hold. So for your sake and the sake of all others who will be affected by the energy you hold, if you're going to do this, just do only this and do it, you know, just the best you can. I'm not saying you have to do it perfectly or never get distracted or anything. Just have this be the only thing you're doing at that time. If something unexpected does arise and you have to exit early, just in your mind, just say, please disconnect me from the group field and just allow that separation to occur. And then you can withdraw and not disrupt things. So if unexpectedly you do need to depart the field, then just make that formal request of the divine allies to just kind of gently pull you out of the field. And then you can do it without disruption. All right, so with that said, let's get to it. So I invite you now to close your eyes. I will be leaving the video on, just because some people like videos, even if their eyes are closed. So my plan moving forward is to always have a video version of the event as well as an MP3 version. So I invite you, however, to close your eyes. And I will call the directions of the Mesa, call in the allies, and we'll get a nice, wonderful field set. So your job as I do this, if you wish to accept it, or not your job, my suggestion is that you just relax and just rest in passive breath awareness. And just know that because your own divine allies are regulating this for you, you're only going to get the amount of energy that serves you. So even though we're setting up a field that will be felt by all, that field will be customized for each person. Each person getting exactly the amount of energy that's perfect for their highest good. So you don't have to filter or regulate anything. You can relax and know that it's just going to be perfect for you. Pachamama. Mama Kiya Viracocham Inti Kuichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisala's higher self, please merge with me to the greatest extent that serves highest good. I call Sri Mata Amitranandamayi Devi, Amma the Hugging Saint, please bless us and merge with us to the greatest extent that serves highest good. I call Ayahuasca, Ascended Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Sacred Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator. I'm a Bhagavan. Let me add, I am probably saying some names that you're not familiar with. Let me assure you that every being I'm calling is of high vibration and benevolent intent. Only beings of love and light are being called into this space. I call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west. Archangels, please merge and create a beautiful field to raise the vibration and create protection. Thank you. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Durga, Devi, Lakshmi. I call our elemental allies here on this property. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel. These are sacred mountain spirits I'm calling now. Apu, Dragon Mountain Gateway. Apu, Mount Pisgah. Apu, Shining Rock. Apu Grandfather Mountain. And Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Bear, Eagle, Condor. I call the higher selves of Firewalker, Jen, Callan, Sheila, Zachary, Spirit Song, Deborah, Moo. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. You are welcome here. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there now be a membrane surrounding the sacred space, not only in my physical space, but surrounding every person hearing my voice. Let this membrane contain these good energies and only allow in the beings and energies that are of high vibration and benevolent intent. And so it is. Nice field. I invite you, listeners, now, I'm addressing now the folks on the call, not the divine beings, they're already here. So feel the energy in and around you. If you're sensitive, you should feel quite a shift. So we now have a nice, safe working container. So let's jump in and do our work. So we're going to do the first invocation. I'll lead you through it. Ideally, you want to say these out loud if your environment permits it. If not, you can think them and they'll still work. So as a preview, this first one's going to be calling in maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. So I invite you to repeat after me now. Maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. And that was spoken just now to your higher self. So now let the words go. Your job now is to chill out and receive what you asked for. So I now invite you into passive breath awareness. So the details of this are, first, you just let the breath do whatever it wants, no controlling it. Just notice the sensation of the incoming breath and the sensation of the outgoing breath. It can be helpful to notice where you feel breath most easily. As the next few breaths come and go, just notice, am I feeling it mostly in my nose, my head, my throat, my chest, my belly, my diaphragm, just where is it? Where are you feeling it? And just gently rest your attention right there where it's easiest to feel. And further tips, as you rest in breath awareness, you probably will get the best result if you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I suggest that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive, just feel the breath. Now, the other thing you might be helped by knowing is about distractions. For right now, we're going to call a distraction anything that isn't just awareness of your breath. It might be internal or external. You treat them all the same. When you notice that your attention has been drawn to a distraction and it's not on your breath anymore, you simply rest your attention back in the breath. which you do not do if you want the best outcome. You don't fight the distraction. You don't try to change it. You let that distraction be exactly as it is with no resistance. And as you relax back to breath, that distraction might persist in the background, and that's okay. There's room for both of you. Just let it do its thing. It's not you. It's an uninvited guest. You are not in any way obligated to give it any more attention. Just relax into the breath. Do this very gently, very persistently, and let that distraction do its thing in the background. It might hang around. It might not. It doesn't matter. This technique does not require the absence of distraction. It just requires you to rest in the awareness of your breath the best you can. And just do the best you can. If there's distractions, fine. But just keep coming back to the breath. It doesn't matter how many times you get distracted. Doesn't matter how long they last. Just feel that breath coming and going. And just do the best you can. That's perfect. As a subtle refinement of this practice, you can notice how little effort is needed even to feel the breath. Most people, when they start doing this, they're actually using more effort than they need to even feel breath. So let's play a bit and find out what's actually the minimum effort needed. So to find this out, let's drop to no effort. Let's actually just be. And whatever arises, arises. It's fine. Just for a moment, just exist, just be, and allow. As you continue at zero effort, I would like you to notice at this zero effort state, is there arising on its own any breath awareness? If at zero effort there is even a little bit of breath awareness anyway, then zero effort may be all you need. The idea here is to apply the minimum effort needed to feel your breath. The less effort, the better, as long as there's any breath awareness at all. So no furrowed brows, no deep, intense concentration. Just relax and just notice that breath sensation using the bare minimum effort needed to feel it at all. Just relax into that breath awareness. Nice. Y'all are doing really well. The field is shifting really nicely. Good job, y'all. And please remember, I'm talking to you folks on the recording just as much as the folks who are live. Because usually there's a lot more people on the recording than on the live call. Just relax into that breath. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. It's getting really sweet. And if you're sensitive, you're probably feeling that shift happening right now. It's getting sweeter, a little more blissful, a little more relaxed. If you're not a super sensitive person, then the way you're perceiving this might be as simple as I'm just feeling more calm, or I'm feeling more relaxed, or the mental chatter is quieting down just a little bit, or I'm feeling a little more emotionally calm. Those are signs that the energy is coming in. And in my experience, the only way those phenomena can even happen is if you're getting more divine energy coming in. Those of you who are more sensitive will be having direct and clear experiences of fields of ecstasy or bliss coming in, you know, more obvious euphoric kind of phenomena. But whatever your range of experience is, just let it be exactly what it is. Your higher self is giving you as much experience as you're ready for. And just let whatever your experience is be your experience. Let me also note here, sometimes people have experiences that have nothing to do with what I'm describing. And that's okay too. You may be getting a totally customized experience that's totally different than what I'm describing. In that case, let your experience be what it is. You're being, you know, specially given a unique experience that serves you. So just relax and allow the experience to be what it is, even if it's not what I'm describing. You don't force it. You just relax and allow. So once again, I invite you to just feel breath. And again, if no effort is all that's needed to have breath awareness, then go to zero. But in any case, use the bare minimum effort needed to feel that breath at all. Okay, I'm now feeling a pretty strong pull upward, which lets me know it's time to move to the next invocation. So the next invocation, you're going to ask to be one with the absolute peacefulness that you are. Another way of saying, let me be one with my higher self. I'll remind you again that you're only going to get the experience that you are ready for. So if the idea of doing that feels a little overwhelming, don't worry. You're not going to get overwhelmed. No one ever has doing these tools because the tools don't allow overwhelm. You'll get just as much of the experience as you're ready for. So if you would like to rise and merge with that beautiful being of light that created your human self, which will happen gradually during this process, then let's do this next one. So if you would like to call this in, then I invite you to repeat after me now, out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, please make me one with the absolute peacefulness that I am, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Okay, that's all the words. Let them go. On this invocation, this is the one invocation where we do not use breath. Instead, I would like you to notice if you're feeling any peacefulness at all, even a tiny bit. So on this invocation only, we ignore the breath and we pay attention to the peacefulness. So however much or however little peacefulness there is, if there's even a shred of it, then just relax into that feeling of peacefulness and let that be your focus. Y'all are doing great. Well done. Just keep feeling the peacefulness. Same idea as before. Use the minimum effort needed to feel the peacefulness at all. Make it really easy. Yeah. So based on what I'm feeling, most of us are starting to feel pretty light and floaty. You notice that light, floaty feeling is intensifying the peacefulness. And what's happening here is a lovely feedback loop. As you rest in the peacefulness, that peacefulness is actually intelligent divine energy. And it knows you're paying attention. And it really likes this. Its response to your attention is to give you more peacefulness. So even as you simply rest in the peacefulness as it is, making no ego effort to strengthen the peacefulness, it gets stronger anyway. Because that's what the intelligent energy does when you pay attention to it. You get more of what you put your attention on. So as you simply relax passively into the peacefulness as it is, the peacefulness gets stronger just because it wants to, not because of anything you, the ego, are making happen. Just be passive. Getting even sweeter. Well done. As a reminder, as I said earlier, even if you're on the recording, you're affecting what's happening. Just continue relaxing into the peacefulness. You benefit. Everyone else benefits. The attention you put into the call with what you're doing moves forward and backward in time, beyond time and space. So you literally, by just doing the best you can, you're helping everybody who ever has or ever will do or is doing the call. So based on what I'm feeling, y'all are doing a great job of teamwork here. Feeling really good. Notice how you're feeling less and less like a physical being and more like energy. And this energy is really peaceful. It's really light. It's really floaty. In fact, I'd like you now to just relax into that part of you that feels light and floaty. And just relax into that. And using the minimum amount of effort needed to be aware of that, making it really easy. Nice. So many of us are merging into that light. And of course, this is your own higher self that you're merging with. And when you get the merging online, you can then actually drop all effort and just be. And once you've socked in there, you just stay. It kind of holds you like a mother holding a baby. So once you really feel solid in that peacefulness, just relax completely, drop all effort. And if you stay, then you're merged. And if you're not quite there yet, know that everyone who is holding their awakening, they're merging with the light, is helping you, because everyone who does it makes it easier for everyone else. And this is a we all lift each other up kind of thing here. The beauty of group work, we can all help each other. So just rest there if you're already there, and just relax and just keep feeling that peacefulness if you're not, and let yourself be just naturally pulled in. I'm sensing some people trying to get there. That ain't going to work. I'm sorry. Ego effort actually short circuits this type of work. All the ego needs to do right now is relax and just feel the peacefulness as it is. And that's literally the best way to have this merging happen. These are actually not things the ego can do through its own effort. The ego can request them and relax and receive them. So just bare minimum effort to feel the peacefulness and let the rest happen on its own. That's more like it. Well done. That's feeling really solid now. I'd say all or most of us are there now. So for just a moment, feel the field you're in. When you're merged with the higher self, the you that's here doesn't even have a shape. There's no sense of shape or form. There's a sense of just being a field of energy that goes on forever. There is a profound peacefulness. And also notable at this level is the complete absence of mental chatter or challenging emotion. So relaxing into this peaceful part of you, just be there and see if that's true. See if what you're actually experiencing is a totally clear mental field. and a emotional calmness. So if that much time went by silently and you didn't get mental chatter or challenging emotion, then you're there. Well done. Now, some people, when they do this, do have some awareness of that stuff. But if they notice, they'll notice that there's two parts of you. The part in the higher self does not have that experience. If there is any of that other stuff, mental chatter, challenging emotion, they'll notice, oh, that's coming down from the ego that's down there. But right now, I'm putting my attention up here. And the idea is to relax and give it your full attention for a moment. Your body's being held safely by the beautiful divine field we're in. You're perfectly safe. So just for a moment, give this divine part your full attention. So you can really experience just the pure experience of being the higher self. Now, I say that, and most of us are only getting a partial, you know, so most of us simply are not ready for the complete experience of full-on being that 100%. So just know that, as with all invocations, you only get as much as you're ready for. You're right now having the experience of your higher self that is, you know, as strong as you're ready for, but not more. Because no one gets overwhelmed here. You can relax, let the experience be as strong as it wants to be, and know that it's being carefully regulated by your higher self. So you're getting just as much as you're ready for. So for just a moment longer, let's just rest here. Really lovely. Okay, you may also be noticing there's not a lot of action here. In this cycle, this is a place where we just rest and be our divinity. Or at least, you know, this kind of, you know, lowest level divinity, you might say. So now we get to bring this higher self into our bodies and have embodied awakening. And this is sort of the whole point of the cycle. It's nice to be out of body. And I know I've encountered a lot of people who go out of body a lot to be peaceful, but they don't function really well in 3D, especially really sensitive people. And this next step is the cure for that. Because if you are walking around in your body and your higher self is driving, then you have all sorts of advantages, and that high sensitivity that seemed like a liability now becomes your greatest strength. And I'll tell you more about that as we move forward. So what we're about to do, I'm required when I do this, or the divine requests that I give the following explanation. First, it's sort of like, instead of your ego driving the car, your higher self is going to drive. So metaphorically speaking, your ego is going to slide to the passenger seat. Let's assume you've got a nice smooth seat with nothing in the middle. You slide over, the divine steps in and drives, and your ego just is the passenger. Your ego, however, needs to know it's safe. So just know that if at any point your ego doesn't like the way the divine is driving, all it has to do is slide back over, take the wheel. The divine will step out immediately with no fuss. And just like that, ego's back in control. So I need that human ego part of you to know that it's perfectly safe. There is no risk in doing this. And you can reverse the process and get your ego control back in an instant. So consider it an experiment if you're not accustomed to this sort of thing. The other thing I like to say is the four key benefits of embodied awakening, letting the divine drive. To my knowledge, this is the only way to get these benefits, at least that I'm aware of. The first is that when you are in embodied awakening all day, you have a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace in everything. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out mentally so much, there's a lot more intuition, just knowing what to do. And there's much more bliss. So if that sounds like what you want, then let's call in this embodied awakening now. So as a preview, we're going to do this with the 8-word shortcut. We're just going to say to a higher self, maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. So that's what we're about to say. Again, out loud if you can, silently if you must. So here we go. If you wish, repeat after me. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, and now we return to passive breath awareness because we're focusing back in the body now. So just like before, there is no breath control, but each time the breath on its own comes in, just feel it wherever it's easiest to feel. When it goes out, feel it in the same place, leaving. That's your only job. Feel the breath come in, feel the breath go out. Same pointers as before. No effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just feel the breath, and when those distractions come up and you notice them, just let them be in the background and gently relax back into the breath. Very gently, very persistently. And that's it. Just feel, oh yeah, starting to feel pretty good. Y'all are doing great. So just feel a breath. And since you called for your embodied awakening, it's now coming in through the crown. It's saturating your body like water into a sponge, as you're probably feeling. And once again, if you're not used to this, it feels a little weird, but not bad, just different. And again, I'll remind you, you're only getting to get as much of this as you are ready for. The divine knows you only have a certain capacity for divine light. Everyone has a current limit, and you're not going to go beyond that limit. You might get pushed up right next to it. You might get stretched just a little bit. See how much bliss you can do. But never, ever more than you're ready for. So I invite you to relax. Don't filter. Don't regulate. Just relax. Open. Trust your higher self. It's doing it, not me. And trust that your higher self is going to give you as much of that divine awareness as you are ready for in your body. The cool thing about all the divine levels is they all interpenetrate, and you don't have to leave your body to have a spiritual experience. You can call the spiritual experience to you and do what's called walking between the worlds or becoming the marriage of heaven and earth. So just relax, feel a breath, and let this divine light just saturate you, every cell, just like water into a sponge. And you're just relaxing and feeling breath and maybe peripherally noticing it happening. But stay with the breath. Just staying with that breath awareness is the key to the quickest, easiest embodiment. Let's once again check out what's the minimum effort needed to do this. So just for a moment, would you please go to no effort at all? Just be. Allow whatever happens. It's okay. And now just notice at zero effort, is there any breath awareness on its own? If yes, stay at zero effort. If there is no breath awareness, then add the tiniest bit of effort, like the touch of a feather, just barely any at all, until you have just the teeniest smidgen of breath awareness. And let that be sufficient. You don't need much. Oh yeah, feeling good. Y'all are doing fantastic. I feel so good. What I feel when I lead this is the composite of what everyone's doing. And I'm feeling really good. Well done. Just relax. Let that beautiful divinity saturate you. There's still a little ways to go. So some have made it. Those of you who are in embodied awakening, just hang out there. And the way you know you've made it is there's no mental chatter, there's no challenging emotion, you're fully in your body, you're peaceful, and you can actually just let go of all effort and just be, and it just maintains itself. So it's zero effort. There is literally no mental chatter and no challenging emotion, and it's peaceful. So if that's your reality now, you've done it. Congratulations. Just chill, rest in that, and know that you're doing a beautiful service by holding that space and making it that much easier for everyone else who's not quite there yet to join us in this beautiful embodied awakening. Just relax. And if you're not quite there yet, just keep feeling each breath coming in and each breath going out, letting the breathing do itself. Just allowing, just feeling the breath, and that's all. Feels so good. Now, most of us are there. Still a few stragglers, so just a moment longer. Just keep relaxing into this simple awareness of breath. As more and more of us just walk into this awesome embodied awakening. Beautiful. That feels really solid. So if you're there, congratulations. If not, just keep relaxing in breath and know that you might just catch up anyway. So just for a moment, relax, let go, no effort, and just let be whatever it is. Again, if you're in embodied awakening, there's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's effortless. And if that's your case, it can only be because your higher self has fully merged. At this moment, there's no difference between the higher self and the personality. The higher self is driving. And when this happens, the human experiences the consciousness of the higher self, which is the very qualities I just described. And a lot of people just want to say, oh, but what if I lose it later? Don't go there yet. I will tell you at the end of the call how to keep this going. No worries. Just be here now. Don't move off into the future. Just stay with us right now, please. Lovely. Alrighty, so we've completed the four-step cycle. Well, I'm sorry, we only did three. There's one more invocation we can do, and this one is to help the embodied awakening stay more consistent for you moving forward. This one asks that your main awareness remain with the higher self from now on, while maintaining optimal functionality in the physical world. If that sounds like a good idea, then once again, repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am. Please place my main awareness in my higher self. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, while maintaining optimal functionality in the physical world. This or something better. Thank you. Okay, let the words go, and once again, just passive breath awareness. And you may notice a kind of a new energy coming in, upgrade energy, so to help you hold the state. Yeah, getting even sweeter. There's no limit to how sweet it can get. Don't ever think you've reached the ultimate. Just relax, and if you're feeling energy moving in the body, feeling energy in the brain system is very common after this invocation. Sometimes you may feel it other places too, just relax, know that your higher self is giving you the upgrade that will help you maintain this more consistently. Your ego will not be able to understand even a fraction of what's happening, so don't try. Just relax. Feel breath. Know that whatever sensations you're having are necessary for the upgrade. And once again, just like everything on this call, it's being done by your higher self, the very being that created you. And it only has your best interests at heart. Alrighty. So that completes the four-step invocation cycle, and now we have this awesome opportunity to merge as a single consciousness. Some of you may have noticed a lot of this has happened already, but let's formalize it. So here's the opportunity. If you wish, that part of you which is divine, the higher self and up, can now merge, if it hasn't already, with everyone else on this call, whether they're live or on the recordings, anytime in the past, present, or future. And of course, you're also merging with all the beautiful divine beings here. So if that sounds like a good idea, and there's no risk here, the part of you that's blending is not the ego that has secrets and confidential information, so doing this will not expose any of your personal information to anyone else. The egos stay private. It is the higher selves that blend. So if you would like to engage in even deeper, more ecstatic bliss, because the more you blend with your fellow light beings, the more ecstatic it gets. Then repeat after me if you'd like to do this. Spirit that I am, please merge my awareness with the blended group field to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. And just relax. Like all the other vocations, it all happens automatically. Now, since this is beyond the body, we don't use breath. We just now let the awareness of whatever is happening be the focus. So, again, every person might be having a little bit different experience here. My own experience is I'm just the field. There is no individuated awareness in this level. I just am the whole field. That might be your experience. Your experience might be different. Just whatever it is, just be with whatever is happening. And again, as I said earlier, you might be having your own unique, customized experience. Let it be what it is. Don't try to shift it. Just relax into what is. It's always been my experience in the inner realms that the ego doesn't need to lead anything. Once you get into that level, things run themselves. So just relax and have whatever experience your divine is serving up for you. It's so lovely to be hanging out as a field of light with you guys. Thanks for doing this with me. Whether you're live or on the recording makes no difference. The energy of what we're doing is beyond time and space. As hopefully you can feel. Now, as a time check, part of me is here in the physical, noticing that we're just about at the 1 hour mark for the call. And so we're going to go a little past an hour, but I don't think we're going to go way past an hour. So just know that that's true. As I said earlier, if for any reason you only have this much time available, and now or very soon you must withdraw from the field before we formally close, that's okay. But if you do so, please just request internally to be removed from the field. And when you feel sort of that separation, then you can go about your business. But do please formally remove yourself from the field if you have to leave before we're completely done. It gives you a better exit experience, and it's more courteous to everyone else who is affected by those who depart early. So I may be silent a little bit more. What I'm feeling here is just a beautiful, quiet stasis field. There's not a lot of action, at least that I'm aware of. Again, it could be that different people are having different experiences that are more vivid, but for me it's just a big, peaceful field. So know that if I'm quiet for a bit, I'm still present, I'm still fully helping hold the field. Oh, it's getting more blissful now. Thank you all for relaxing so wonderfully that we can go to this next level of ecstasy. If there's a motto in the inner world, it must be, it always gets better than this. It can be hard to imagine the bliss getting any sweeter, but trust me, it can. So enjoy this new, sweeter feel that we've just moved into. words don't do much good in these levels, but I'll try to verbalize what's happening the best I can. When I'm called to speak at all. Just notice if what you are experiencing yourself as here in the inner world is just a field of blissful energy. No center, no boundary, just an endless field of bliss. At least that's what I'm feeling. And if you're not there yet, I assure you, it's possible. There's a lot of really sweet bliss. I'm sensing a lot of upgrade happening for a lot of people. So let's just hang out here a bit longer, receive whatever unique experience you're having. And yet noticing that you're not having it as a discrete being, but as a blended field. At least many of us are having that experience. All the great spiritual masters say that you're God. It's all you. And an experiencing like this, where you're blended with a small number of other humans at this level, is like a first baby step toward that experience of complete union with all that is. Now I'm noticing a shift. I'm feeling a little more awareness of my physical body. And for some, doing an experience like this, you're just fully 100% aware of the bliss body. Other people are dual consciousness aware, where there's still some awareness of the individual human self and some awareness of the part of you that's all blended. And right now I'm sort of both. I'm becoming increasingly aware of the physical body. And in my experience, when you relax into a process like this, you're proportioned appropriately for the moment. Since it looks like they're wrapping it up based on what I'm experiencing. And again, I'm just narrating, I'm not controlling. I'm just your color commentator here. process runs itself. Now I'm as aware of my physical body as I am of the energetic field, but they're still both there. And if you're having a similar shift, becoming more aware of the physical body, just notice that. And notice also if your awareness of the body is less of the solid being you might have experienced it as before. See if the physical form itself just feels like energy. A little bit denser energy than the field we've been in, but energy nonetheless. When you perceive the human body from the perspective of the divine self, then it feels much more like energy than solid matter. And they're definitely wrapping us up here. So now, notice that you're being given full physical body awareness again. And notice that there's a greater proportion of awareness in the body, but you haven't perhaps totally lost that blended field. That blended field's always available. But right now, it looks like it's time to come fully into your body. But again, many of us are having the experience, yeah, we're in our body again, but it's not like when we started the call. You're in the body in a state of embodied awakening. You've been upgraded. In fact, notice that right now. You're in your body. Is the following all true at this moment? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Is that true right now? If it is, you're in embodied awakening. Well done. Okay. So they're saying to wrap it up. And we've gone almost an hour and 10 minutes, so we're coming in pretty close to that hour mark. Not too bad. Okay, so I'm going to close the mesa, and then I'm going to briefly tell you how to keep this going, and I've got recorded instructions on my site, so you don't have to have me say it on these calls anymore. I'll just refer you to the recording that's publicly available. So, let's wrap it up. I'm going to sing the directions and thank and dismiss the allies. Pachamama Mamakiya Wirakocha Inti Koichi. But before I complete the closing, we're going to do 9 reps of the mantra, Loka Samista Sukhino Bhavantu. This is always what Amma the Hugging Saint sings when she closes her processes. And it just asks that all beings be happy. And this radiates to all beings in the universe. So if you know it, you're welcome to sing it with me. You're muted, so no one else will hear you. And if you just want to listen and just be the vibe, that'll help too. But it's always nice when we've created a field this sweet to share it. And this mantra has the effect of radiating this field out, and it will go to each being in the universe to the degree that they are ready to receive it. So we want to give as good as we get.
Om Loka Somasta Sukhino Bhavantu Loka Somasta Sukhino Bhavantu Loka Somasta Sukhino Bhavantu Loka Somasta Sukhino bhavantu loka samasta. 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 Sukhino bhavantu shanti, shanti, shanti.
Take a moment, feel how the energy shifted from that mantra. Really sweet now. Thank you, Divine Allies. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. I said you remain with each person hearing my voice to the greatest extent that serves our highest good. I ask that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us say and to whom? I'm going to count to three. After the count of three, I'm going to clap. You can clap with me if you wish to help seal the work. One, two, three. Whew. All right, ceremony is formally closed. So if you got to leave the call or stop the recording, this is great, but I am going to leave the call open for a short while longer in case there's any questions or comments. And I see that there are, in fact, something on the screen here. Dawn says, thank you so much, Benjamin, for offering your love and gifts. Now here's someone who's unmuted themselves, so hang on a sec. Jennifer wrote, many thanks for everything, Benjamin, in merged state. I had a couple of moments of physical discomfort. I tried not to focus on them. Do they have significance? And whoever's on live, I'm going to mute you, and I'll mute you later if you want to ask a question. I'll tell you to do that. Okay. So that's from Jennifer. Yes, it often does happen if you're in a deep spiritual process and there's some heavy energy that's in the way of that optimal experience, then you can feel some discomfort, and that's always because something's being flushed up to leave. In South America, they call that hucha, H-U-C-H-A. And hucha is just heavy energy. So when you feel the discomfort, just continue resting in breath, and you'll notice it will just kind of flush out. It often leaves through the hands or the feet, or it'll find some way out. If you have a significant challenge, and there's a lot of it coming up, you can call in the healing invocation, which is super simple to do. You just say, maximum healing that serves highest good, please, and relax. And you can either just rest in passive breathing if there's nothing too intense happening. If you are having a significant discomfort, then after you say those seven words, just rest your attention right where the challenge is strongest, showing the divine where you'd like it to work. The energy will all focus there, and the heavy energy will either flush away or it will integrate, turning to love and light, and integrate into you so that it helps you. So that is the simplest and easiest way to work with discomfort when you're doing spiritual work. Just know that it's all coming up to facilitate the work that you're trying to do. And it's a good thing. And as I've been emphasizing, you don't get too much. If you get a challenge come up, that won't be too much either. Just work with it and let it go. I hope that's a helpful answer. And again, that was from Jennifer. So if you have further questions, Jennifer, type it in or raise your hand to be called on. And someone else here wrote something. This is, and Julie says, how do we work through chronic physical pain conditions even as we feel into multiple states? I recommend using exactly what I just said. Just use that healing invocation, and that will help you work through that challenging stuff. And again, if you know a better way, some kind of modality that works better for you for healing, then use whatever works best. I give the tools I give, the invocations for healing and awakening, because they're the simplest, most effective things that I have in the toolbox that seem to work well for most people. But again, if you've got a superior tool, replace my tool with the one that works better, by all means. Jennifer writes, many thanks for explanation, very helpful, and yes, I was roughly doing that. Good. So we also have the opportunity on this call to have you talk. So if anyone would like to verbally right now, who's live, ask a question or make a comment, you can do that by raising your hand. If you're on a computer, there's a participant window at the bottom of that. There's a little rectangle that says raise hand. If you're on a phone, then your app should have a few dots in the lower right corner. At least that's where it is on mine. And you click that and that opens a little submenu. Then raise hand is one of the things you can tap on that. So if you would like to speak, to either ask a question or make a comment, you can do that right now. Just raise your hand and I will see you on my little screen and I will unmute you. So that's how that's working. And I see no one raising hands. So that's, so you can do that if you wish. Let me check my other options here. So I'm going to be bold here. I'm going to allow you to unmute yourself. I've never done this before, but right now, if you can see your name on the screen, you'll see there's a little microphone icon with a red slash through it. And I'm going to trust you guys. If someone would like to speak, just click that microphone. It will unmute you and you'll be able to speak. So anyone at this point, okay, here we go. There's Lori. So Lori, hi. So everyone else stay muted. Let's just let Lori chat. I see you raising your hand. You haven't unmuted, so I'll do that for you. Hang on. So, Lori, you're live.
Yes. Hi, Benjamin. Hey, that was wonderful. That was everything I needed at the moment. I was doing painting in my porch today, and I had a tension headache all day, and it just left. So beautifully.
So glad.
So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Anything further, or was that your full feedback?
I just really felt really a strong, deep sense of calm and just really went to another space.
Yay.
It's lovely. Thank you.
That's what it's about. Thank you. Thanks for the feedback. So I'll mute you back. And before anyone else unmutes, I want to tell you how to keep this going, because it's really... It's great to do it on a call, but, you know, you have the opportunity with this super simple invocation to actually maintain and deepen this state every day. The idea is not just to have this as a one-shot experience, but to actually be able to live in a state of embodied awakening, like, for the rest of your life and have it keep getting better. That's the reason I do this, is so you can have that better life all the time. So all you have to do to learn how to do this more is go to astroshaman.com, my website. On the menu bar, the very last word on the menu bar is invocations. So click that or tap that, and it will take you to a page with two blog posts. The first one, with the cool meditator graphic, describes how to do the invocations generally, and it has the shortcut for embodied awakening, which is just maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. And I've even put a little short MP3 on there right under the graphic when you actually click into the post. There's a little yellowish, you know, background, and it says free MP3, and you can stream or download. It's about 13 minutes long. It's me giving you in detail how to keep your embodied awakening going every day. And then the second post, when you just first click in invocations on the menu bar, there's a second post with the crying woman. I referenced that earlier. That's how to do the healing invocation. And again, the simple way is to say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Of course, you're talking to your higher self. You relax, just rest your attention wherever the difficulty is, and the divine will help flush that away or transmute it. So that's just the bottom line, but there's lots more precise, helpful things in those posts that may help you. And that first post especially does way more than just the embodied awakening invocation. It gives you the full download on how to use invocations generally to call in any flavor of energy you want, because it's all on tap up there, and you literally, at request, can call in any flavor of energy you want. It's so simple. So I recommend those posts if you're interested in going deeper on this, and at the very least, go into that first post and listen to that little 13-minute MP3 of me giving the maintenance instructions, and you can get to that anytime. So, last call for feedback. You're welcome to type in the chat window or unmute yourself if you wish. Someone just put something in here. Let me see if I can get to it without... Sorry, my vision isn't the best, so I'm going to lift up the computer again. Jennifer wrote, I had intense mental crisis the other day. During today's meditation, I had a sense of releasing the cause of the crisis and also anchoring of healing process I did earlier today. Many thanks for the opportunity to resolve those today. Blessings, Jen. Well, I have to provide the container, but I really can't take credit. Your higher self and the divine allies kind of took care of all that. I'm not aware of all the individual experiences that people are having. I'm just holding the field and things are just running. And then Lucy writes, thank you, Benjamin. Thank you. And I think that's about it. So we're going to wrap it up. Thank you all for hanging out for an hour and 25 minutes, roughly. Those of you who stayed to the end. If you did it live, you can always catch the recording after. And if you're on the recording, believe it or not, every time you play back an Awakening Plus recording, you get a different experience because you're not the same person coming back. The recording is a recording, but the divine allies are live in real time. So they work with you each and every time in a unique way that fits your needs of this moment. So it's pretty cool. So thank you all so much for being here. And again, those of you who have just joined Awakening Plus on this new wave of opening, welcome. I hope you've had a good experience and know that you've got an archive of over 200 recordings to go play with. In fact, I just went back and I put full descriptions on every one of them back to number one. So every single recording, unlike where it was a few days ago, now has not only titles but complete descriptions. So happy to have completed that little process. So thank you all for being here. Of course, you're always welcome to ask follow-up, so feel free to reply to any of my emails with any questions or comments. Once Awakening Plus formally opens, we'll have the forum open and y'all can interact with each other. I'm really excited to have that near launch in the next few days after October 28, 2019. It should be live, and I'll surely send you an email to let you know that. So thanks very much. Many blessings to you all, and good night.